Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, a reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee. The other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke his prayer to himself. "Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income." But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This parable leaves me feeling somewhat uncomfortable, but it hasn't always been that way. My first recollection of hearing this gospel from Luke was back in grade school. I can remember being taught that we should always be humble, like the tax collector, or publican, as the tax collector was referred to back then. We're all sinners and need to be humble before God. That was an easy enough takeaway for me as a child. But as so often we do when we hear a familiar story, whenever this gospel was read on Sundays, my mind would click in with "be humble," and I didn't wait for other thoughts or insights to appear. But over time, this gospel has provided me more food for thought than just "be humble." Jesus addresses several issues in this parable that I can identify with all too well. First of all, Luke records that the Pharisee spoke his prayer to himself. Gosh, did he really pray to himself? Does my prayer ever become a simple monologue with me forgetting who I'm talking with when I'm praying? Do I say, "Oh God," but remain in my own head instead of understanding my prayer as a conversation with the Almighty One who knows all and sees all? A friend recently has encouraged me to try centering prayer, where one sits in prayerful silence for some set period of time, in openness to God. Being silent even for 10 minutes in order to be present to God's response in prayer is hard for me to do. I have a lot of work to do here. Another point that Luke records is that the Pharisee begins with gratitude. That should be a good place to start. But the Pharisee thanks God that he's not like the rest of humanity. It's easy to see this really isn't what God wants to hear, especially with the "be humble" message from grade school still ringing in my head. But sometimes I do thank God that I don't live in areas that are dangerous or war-torn or things like that. Maybe that's not the way Jesus wants me to think either. Yes, I should be grateful for the safe community we live in. But those thoughts should move me to pray for the safety and well-being of others. My prayers of gratitude might start by recounting my own blessings, but then remembering to pray for those in need. I need to be sincerely concerned for all God's people. My uncomfortable identification with this parable continues as the Pharisee reviews his spiritual actions in his prayer. He obeys the rules, fasting twice a week, tithing all his income. I like to follow rules, but am I missing the point? Rules are typically in place to guide some kind of norm. Spiritual rules should have an impact on our spirit. So where is my spirit or my heart in all the spiritual rules I follow? Like pray daily, or better yet, pray always. Is my prayer life helping me to think and act more out of love for those I spend time with daily? Am I more compassionate because of the tithing I do? I shouldn't end with just simply giving away some of my treasure physically. I need to consider those people that my tithing impacts and pray that my gifts help them to see the love of Jesus through me. That's not something I think to do enough of the time. The Pharisee in Jesus' parable thanks God that he's not like this tax collector. Clearly, he doesn't want God to miss that he's better than the other. Gosh, do I ever look at someone else and judge their appearance or their actions that don't align with what I consider to be better? God knows my heart and the heart of everyone I encounter. Lord, help me simply love my neighbor. So this gospel is much more challenging to hear today than when I was back in grade school. Trying to be a good steward of my time and my treasure can lead to a sense of self-righteousness, which is really a barrier to my spiritual progress. As I work toward being a better Christian, I realize I have to rely on God. Everything I have is a gift from God. I don't deserve God's blessings because of anything I've done. I owe everything to his bountiful goodness. Maybe my uncomfortableness with this parable is a good thing if I allow it to make me aware of my own self-righteousness. Jesus went about during his life emptying himself for others without counting the cost. That's what I'm to do, to give and serve freely, with love, without regard to my own reward, and without judging myself or others. The recompense must be left to God alone. Thanks be to God that he is God and I am not. How about you? Here's my challenge. Take a good look at your life and see where you fall in this thinking. Then focus on doing better this week.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God and to help others do the same.